You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Class, I wish I would have paid attention to.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
So we got immediate culture changes in two of the three major sports teams in town. DeMeco Ryans, bam, immediate culture change year one. Expectations through the roof. M.A. Udoka, immediate culture change when it comes to the Rockets. Still some questions, but they've won 10 straight. He seems to have played it right with Jalen Green. He's come in. He's made an immediate impact. They're playing their best ball at the right time, and they're right there nipping on the heels of the Warriors. So, boom, culture change. Joe Espada. We're gonna witness the debut of Joe Espada, and we're live at Tom's Watch Bar out here at 1201 Caroline Street. Come by, say hi. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig out here. Joe Espada is going to make his debut for the Astros. And I don't want to say that DeMeco and Udoka have really like put the pressure on him, but when you have two guys that have made the type of impact that those two guys have made, and you are a first-year guy, the bar does kind of raise up a little bit.
Yeah.
But naturally, when you're the Astros manager, the bar is already high because we're looking at a historic run with the Houston Astros. So I do wonder, what does the Joe Espada impact look like compared to what we see from DeMeco and Udoka? Because I think a lot of times we simplify it and we say, well, you know, they won this many games last year and this year they won this much. I don't think it's fair to evaluate Joe Espada with that. With the Astros getting older, with the question marks that they have, like if Joe Espada, let's say the Astros win 93 games, they get into the postseason and the ALCS streak ends. I don't think that we should look at Joe Espada really any differently than we do DeMeco and Udoka. I don't think it's as simple as maintaining that standard. Maybe you do.
No, I don't. I actually think that we're kind of making some pretty risky assumptions when it comes to Joe Espada. Let me be clear. I don't know what he's going to be. I don't know if he's going to be good, bad, somewhere in the middle, or whatever. But to assume, well, he's been in this organization. He's been the bench coach. He's been interviewed for other managerial jobs. That it's going to be seamless, and the clubhouse is going to take care of itself. And you know the culture of this team is already established, and it's going to be like, you know, you don't even miss a beat. That's a big assumption when you have a new manager, especially if Adam Spillane is right and Espada kind of has a different edge, changes the vibe a little bit. It's better to have a guy that's been in the organization, but don't assume that it's going to be just seamless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to evaluate Joe Espada, and I'm not going to hold him to the standard that's been set, because even if you look at some of the best dynasties like in baseball, they don't last 8 years.
No, it's incredible.
They don't last 8 years. So eventually, it's inevitable. Hopefully, not too soon, but it's inevitable that as guys get older, as expectations raise, as teams that are in the division that have been, you know, on the back end of baseball is they kind of get time to build their farm systems and build their depth, it's going to get more difficult. So for me, for Joe Espada, if the Astros take a step back and they don't make the ALCS, I'm not going to look at that as some sort of failure. Just like when it comes to D'Amico Ryans, like, let's be honest, I think D'Amico Ryans is elite. I wouldn't trade him for any NFL coach, but, I mean, I don't think he would have really had a ton of success coaching the teams that Lovie Smith and David Culley did. Not to take anything away from it. He would have done a better job than they did.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He wouldn't have had a ton of success, and I think that kind of you can point back to Nick Caserio and the job that Caserio did getting him out of the mud. I don't know that the Astros have set Joe Espada up for ultimate success, optimal success.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've set him up for success. I mean, just walking into that clubhouse as the manager, you're going to be successful. But the standard, you know, that has been here, like if they don't make the playoffs, heaven forbid, like, he's going to be an abject failure, even though it might not be his fault. You've got so many questions elsewhere. I mean, what if Verlander has a bad year? You know, any of these guys or any combination of these guys, it's going to fall on him. So it's I said it earlier, he's not in a no-win situation. But, man, he's kind of in the neighborhood. You know, he's in the neighborhood of that.
Who's getting the HEB commercials this year? Do we know? Have we seen any?
I have not seen. Astros related, talking about.
Can we keep McCullers off the commercials this year?
Who?
Can we keep McCullers off the commercials this year? I mean, come on, man. He didn't even pitch last year, and we had McCullers on the commercials.
Who's this McCullers person?
Come
you're
on, man.
About? Well, you know Bregman's going to be in it,
and Altuve. And he deserves it.
And Altuve.
Yeah.
But who's going to be? Is it going to be Pena again?
Give Tucker a commercial.
No. Well, he's actually gotten a little better. He's actually
give
gotten
Tucker a damn commercial, man.
He's gotten a little better with his delivery, so to speak. So we'll see.
Yeah, there we go. Tucker.
Yeah? Oh, boy, that's going to be electric.
There you go.
That's going to be electric.
Tucker, Jeremy Pena, and Alex Bregman. There we go.
Yeah,
I'll take
that. Yeah. All right.
I'll take that. Sign me up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that. The McCullers thing, are you even looking at McCullers and Garcia? It's just kind of y'all take your time.
I'm not even counting on them.
Yeah.
Like, what's the track record? Oh, he'll be ready this day. Well, no, he won't. Okay, well, I really mean it this time. He's going to be ready on this day. Oh, did we say that day? No, not that day.
I always assume the worst when it comes to arms.
No, absolutely. Like, even Urquidy, you know, he's not going to be.
I'm putting him out for the season.
Yeah. And he's a guy that they were counting on. Don't believe what you're going to hear on some of these because they have no track record on that. That's what they do the worst. Like, and I get you have to be.
It's all baseball, though.
It's all
like
baseball.
Garrett Cole? Okay. All right, buddy. See you in a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, your $30 million investment. Let's try to rush it back. I'll see you in a month, buddy.
Yeah. No, it is all a baseball, but, well, the Astros really go out of their way to make it. They kind of hold a carrot out for you, and then they pull it back, you know. You can't count on Garcia and McCullers.
By the way, did you see what's happening today? The ultimate troll job out at the juice box. I suggested this 2 years ago. By the way,
you did.
I actually emailed the Astros. I was like real excited about this.
You emailed the Astros?
I emailed the Astros, and I threw this idea out. And I mean, it took a little while. Mm-hmm. I remember exactly where I was. I emailed and everything.
Okay. What's the troll job?
Well, there is a guy with a New York background that's kind of adopted Houston as his home.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
Used to rock Yankee hats back in the day. 50 Cent.
He still do.
But he also rocks Astros hats. And Houston is home. He's not in New York, man. He's here in Houston. 50 Cent is doing the play ball for the Astros today against the Yankees.
Love that.
50 Cent.
They're
going to
be in their dugout like, hey, what happened? I thought you were over here.
And you know what he's going to say to them?
What?
to the Yankees.
What is he going to say?
When he's wearing that Astros hat?
They got 99 he's gonna, problems?
No, nah, he's going to look over to him. That's Jay-Z.
That's Jay-Z.
Race card.
Good Lord.
That is a race card.
That's the ultimate. Goodness gracious.
I'll fall on the sword on that one.
Why don't you say it's bad boy for life? He's going to look in the Yankees dugout, and he's going to say, damn, homies, in high school you were the man, homies. The heck happened to you? Michael Brantley throwing the first pitch, by the way.
Oh, good. That's excellent.
That's dope. Yeah. I like that.
Wow. Oh, he's on the field for an opening day.
That's nice. It's the first.
Landry Locker.
That's the first.
I'm just kidding. Coming up, Brandon Scott. He's going to be in the building, I think. I mean, I know he's been, the ideas for his segment didn't come in until after 8.
He
so.
Might be in about three or four drinks, too.
Yeah, he and Bajani, you know, that OCD prep is going to be on display. B. Scott has 5 bold predictions. How about that? Bold predictions. Hopefully he has them ready. B. Scott.
He's working on them right now.
There he is. looks like me out in the hallway before a college test. 5 bold predictions and a weird feeling from B. Scott live at Tom's Watch Bar next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.